Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Now Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, we sit here each and every week, and fortunately we've had a lot of weeks where you've won a lot of football games. We sit here and talk about complete performances, all three phases of the game. Fair to say Monday night, it's kind of the flip reversal of that, not really what you were looking for in all three phases.
Right. We just didn't do enough to get it done. And we just have to do a better job in all three areas if we're going to expect to win a game like that.
Yeah, and I know you're real quick to turn the page because you got to prepare and get ready for that next team. Obviously, it's a short week playing on the Monday night. Don't you really have to take the time, too, to review some of what transpired in Miami from a situational standpoint to convey that to the team as quickly as you can, then flip the page?
Right. Well, it's a fine line. There's only so much time, and we have to make the decision of deciding what things need to be reviewed, and we have to move on to Pittsburgh. We've got to move on quickly. They're the best team in the AFC, so there's a lot to get ready for there. So we've got to try to find that balance of making sure we correct the things we need to correct. Otherwise, they'll show up as a problem.
We've sat here before and we've talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and one of the first names you would bring up was Ryan Shazier. Obviously, a lot of prayers go out to him. Unfortunate injury that he did suffer. But when you look at them on tape, how have they tried to replace him? Is it about one guy? Is it, you know, a system of guys? Are they playing anything different defensively? Because he's a backer that could run and cover.
Right. Their system is pretty much the same. Matakevich took his spot in the Cincinnati game after Ryan got hurt in the first quarter, and then Matakevich hurt his shoulder, and they signed Sean Spence, and Spence played more last week. L.J. Fort's also played for him some in some sub-situations, and William Gay has been used more in the dime type of role as opposed to the normal nickel that they, in many cases, play almost every snap in passing situations. They've kind of evolved into a little bit more of a use of the dime defense as well with the six DBs. So they've had to modify some things. The structure of the defense is the same, but they've moved some pieces around.
Bottom line, we've been there before. When all the prep's done, you step on that field, it's a December game. It's a big game. It's going to be cold. It's Pittsburgh. This is sort of what you live for, too, right? It gets you, get your juices flowing.
Yeah, this is competition at the highest level, and this is what the NFL is really all about. That'll be a very, very competitive situation. We'll need to be at our best.